Welcome. This is day 7 of the Money Matrix Magic Marathon, and I'm really enjoying this process. I know it's a lot of deep work for everybody, and yet you can have fun doing deep work, can't you? So even if all of us have been told that to be slight or taught or made to feel that we should be slightly allergic to fun because we should just be working so hard, which is something that we again touched on yesterday. Now, today we're going to be focusing on clearing all the gunk that there may be there about promoting ourselves and doing marketing activities and getting out into the world. So, and letting the world know about us and our talents. And so what we want to do is look at some of those things that are getting in the way there, some of those belief systems. And we're also going to focus on one positive habit, which many of you may do already, which is to have daily intentions. And before I do the clearing, actually, I'm going to talk about the habit, because once I get into the clearing, I usually, at the end, it's just not the right time for the habit, because we're in a different zone. So let's just talk about daily intention. Daily intention helps us to really align ourselves with what we want rather than just being carried by the forces of daily existence. And, I mean, intention in general is the way that you can bring about things that you want in your life. And there's, of course, Wayne Dyer has an excellent book, The Power of Intention, Learning to Co-Create Your World Your Way, which is really worth looking at and deals in a lot greater depth than I'm going to do right now about the whole area of intention. But I just wanted to read some words that he quotes, which are Castaneda's words, but which Wayne Dyer uses as a springboard for some of his thoughts. And he says, "Intent is a force that exists in the universe. When sorcerers, those who live of the source, beckon intent, it comes to them and sets up the path for attainment, which means that the sorcerer always accomplishes or accomplish what they set out to do." And so it's like intention is not something you do, but rather a force that exists in the universe as an invisible field of energy. And it, when you activate intention, then different forces come together so that you can realize it. And there's another quote that Wayne says that I'd love you to listen to. "Dormant forces, faculties, and talents come alive, and you discover yourself to be a greater person by far than you ever dreamed yourself to be." So intention is really aligning yourself with the forces of the universe so that you can create or co-create with the universe what you really are called to do. And so you can do that in many ways. You can, for example, if you've got a project, it would be a good thing for you to have an intention for that project as to what you really would like to get out of it. And not just in terms of the end outcome, but the process. Let's say you want to do an art project, or I'll take Mary Aline here. You have a storytelling project where you're going to be telling a story at a particular festival. You might want to say some words like with the intention that you what you're wanting there is to have a uplifting experience, telling the stories where your audience really appreciates you. That could be just an initial one. And you could add to it. I mean, you can add to it. And where I really am enjoying it and relaxed. rather than just the outcome of having it pleasing the audience, that the process itself is enjoyable and fun. So, and in terms of daily intention, and we're going to be getting into tomorrow, like even like hourly intention, not hourly, but segment by segment of the day, you can have an intention. But for the daily intention, what do you most want to get out of this particular day? And it could be as much as, I want to have a day full of family harmony, if that's something you're wanting to encourage in your life. Or I want to be, my day today is, I want to be joyful and focused and productive. And because I've got a fair amount of stuff to do, and yet at the same time, I don't want to be doing it in an unrelaxed manner. I just want to enjoy it. Excuse me, I coughed there. Sometimes I cough when I'm blocked, so I'm, that's an interesting thing. So I wonder what's holding me back about that. So so anyway, this daily intention, I would invite you to put that in your habits for encouraging abundance, and because that is a habit, whether it's particularly about abundance, about money, doesn't matter. But it's training you to live with intention, live with looking for an outcome which is a positive, wonderful one, rather than being carried along by some of the old habits and ways of being. So that's on intention today. And if any of you would like to add stuff on that, you know, have. I would love to hear it. And what I'm going to do now is talk a little bit about what we're going to be clearing today, which is we're going to be focusing on clearing blocks around marketing and promoting ourselves or our services or our art, whatever it is that basically it's getting out into the world with our gifts. And if we're doing that through a business of our own, which a lot of us are doing, or if as an artist you're freelance, you know, you're freelancing, you're going to have to be promoting and getting the word out. And some of us are really, 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 really good about promoting others, but get really kind of embarrassed or, you know, hung up about doing it ourselves or procrastinate or a whole load of things. And there's also these things about promoting that it can be sleazy, that it's deceitful. You know, you may have all of those kinds of attitudes. Or another one is there's so much, I mean, for people who have do internet businesses, there's so many things, or even just any business. It's like, how do I promote myself? Hi, you know, there's so many possibilities. How can I do that? You know, how can I do this? What do I focus on? And anyway, and packed into there is sometimes the thought, you know, like if you're a real introvert, is I can't promote what I'm doing because I don't like networking events or, you know, I don't like going out and speaking to large crowds. Or for somebody who doesn't like writing, I can't really promote myself because I don't like writing. And really it is a question of finding out what you're particularly good at. And there's so many ways of promoting yourself. You can find at least one or two, and that's all that's needed that will allow you to get your gifts in the world. And it could be just throwing a parties every once in a while in your house. That's a way some people can promote themselves, if that's the kind of thing that you like. So I'm going to take I'm going to open up the line so that I can hear from you as to what of all these issues feels like it's an important one for you to clear right now. What was resonating for you? And we can start there. And also, if any of you have some wisdom to share about intention, I would love you to share that too. Okay, so anybody like to start?
Katie. It's Katrina.
Oh, great, Katrina.
You know, first of all of it bothers me.
Okay, good. I'm not very good, but anyway, it gives us something to do.
And secondly, it's kind of like, you know, there's such a sea, an ocean of information and marketing out there, and it's kind of like, I know for me personally, I'm totally, like, I turn away from most things now because I just don't want to look at it anymore.
Yeah.
And so really, it kind of looks, you know, winds up to me looking like formulaic, you know, and I,
yes.
And so where I get stopped for sure is, you know, how do you even begin to distinguish yourself amidst so much stuff out there?
How do you even begin to
distinguish yourself? You know, that,
okay, that's right. How do you have your own voice? Yeah.
You know, amidst the sea of stuff that's out there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that's a good one. And, cause that's actually, I mean, that's part of your whole voice of who you are and that you have something unique to offer. Yeah. Okay, good. Actually, I'm going to be doing a sort of a mini summit or intensive around voice, and I'm thinking of doing something around voice in business because I think our unique way of presenting our business is really our voice. And anyway, great questions comments. Anything else, Katrina, or we'll see if we've got other people who have some things that they'd like to clear here.
Well, it just relates to what we were talking about yesterday, because when you promote and market yourself, you're really making yourself visible.
Exactly.
And then subject to criticism.
Yeah. And
maybe even mockery or, you know, something.
Mockery.
Whatever.
Okay. Good. I'm liking these words because they're full, emotionally charged, and that's really important. So maybe we can start with something around visibility and criticism and mockery around the marketing part, because that does link in with what we were doing yesterday about visibility. Well, thank you, Katrina. Lots of rich stuff. And anybody else there want to chime in, or you can always do it later. But
yes, it's Mary Lean here.
Yes.
Yeah, I have big issues around, I mean, I'm starting to get on top of them, but big issues around why would anyone want to listen to me? Like, what is unique about my voice and my way of telling stories? And how can I possibly be as good as all those professionals that have been doing it for 25 or 30 years and just seem so naturally good at it?
Yeah.
So there's a competitive element that
okay.
comes in for me. Although I know, I mean, I don't really want to be competitive. I want to be myself.
Yeah. And that's probably something in your in your background too, that there's
yes.
that competition there.
Actually, yes. Being number two, I was the second in birth order, and
yes.
perception was that my grandmother favored my older brother.
Yeah.
So yes,
yeah.
I just thank you. I think that's part of it.
Right. I'm thinking it may be. So anybody else wanna say something, or we'll start doing this? Okay. I'm not hearing, so
okay,
I'm gonna
I do have one thing.
Good.
I feel kind of embarrassed to say this, so it's probably good. This is Maureen.
Yes.
I'm feeling like it doesn't apply to me, and I completely know it does.
Okay. And how doesn't it apply to you?
Meaning I just want to skip over the marketing part and get on to something interesting.
Okay. So marketing is kind of like boring or just yucky, or what is the feeling that goes with it? It's just not of interest?
It doesn't have words, but doesn't apply, seems. I've been able to support myself without advertising besides sending an email once in a while. And okay.
And so what's wrong with that? Is that not getting you results? So
it's
maybe
getting
you don't have to do anything else. I'm being a devil's advocate here.
That's great, because I think I sort of waver to that sometime, like, okay, maybe I just let it be that way. But I feel like I'm selling myself short to not increase somehow. So maybe I can use some of the old pieces, but be more professional about it.
Yeah. Now,
in the present,
also. Oh, sorry, I didn't hear that last.
It's just the marketing part that I kind of. It's like I don't value it, but I think it could be a good thing to value.
Okay, and with that, don't value it. I'm feeling maybe you want to get out to broader audiences. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So perhaps that marketing would be a way for you to get known in a bigger way.
Right. I'm sure it's the only way. I mean...
Right.
Right.
And so the sticking point is it the methods? Because I ask, what kind of methods do you... You must have some kind of method right now. You may not call, it's not advertising, but it's some way that people find out about you. So how do they find out about you right now?
I just feel an inspiration, and I send a mail to my mailing list, and honestly, people seem to call or send emails and say, what are you doing? And it seems to, it happens when I'm creating something.
Okay. So that's interesting. And you do have an email list, so you do have some system set up.
Right.
Right. Because that's important. It's more than some people have.
Right. But I put all of my work in my work, but it's like I've been able to be sloppy in the advertising, and it just works. I mean, I've...
Right.
Advertised retreats with 6 days notice that people have to fly in and they show up.
Wow.
And
well, I would... that is a great skill in manifesting. So you've obviously got something that's really powerful right there.
But
because, and also it goes against the thing of, you know, you have to work hard.
Right.
So...
But there's some line in here because I can't just... Yeah, so it does work, but it feels like, so I guess I wonder is sometimes giving people too much notice, they think about it too much and don't show up. And sometimes,
say that again?
Sometimes the longer notice can work against creating something.
Yeah.
But I guess there's a part of me feeling like, oh, that's not very nice to disrupt somebody's life like that.
Mm. And so they're flying away. You know, they find out about it 6 days ahead of time, and they have to really organize a lot to get there.
Right, but I kind of wait until the inspiration hits me. And 6 days is the shortest. I mean, that's usually,
right.
There's more, but it... Yeah, I feel like I have to be inspired to do that, but I think I can.
Okay.
Create the inspiration.
Okay. So, well, let's see what comes from that. This is a very interesting case.
Thank you.
Because I mean, you're actually at a point that a lot of people would love, which is not to work so hard about it. And we don't want to get you into a space where you're thinking you have to work too hard for it. So it, you know, this going that the inspiration comes to you earlier might be a good thing, and there might be some things also that you can get it out broader. So
it's more. I think I'm feeling it's more like allowing myself to be supported by marketing.
Okay. So what does this is I'm taking a little bit of time because I think this is a very interesting case. Allowing myself to be supported by marketing. I love those words. I'd never thought of it in that way, but it is being supported.
I've never thought of it either. You inspired me to put those words out.
Oh, well, thank you. So nice to be called a muse. Maureen, let's just go into this a little tiny bit more. So what might it take to be supported by marketing? Well, what's stopping you from being supported by marketing?
I think I feel like I have to do it myself.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay. So you're supported by marketing, but you won't allow yourself yet to support your marketing endeavors by hiring somebody to do that work for you.
Well, I think it's that line of I want to create, like I want the marketing to be some part of what I created, not I don't want somebody just to do it for me, or maybe I do.
Uh-huh. Well, there's parts that you can create, and there's other boring parts that, I mean, quite frankly, you know, like I do most of my marketing, including putting it out, and there are parts that I delegate at different times depending on the project, but there are definitely kind of mechanical things that you can delegate out which have nothing to do with your voice. You know, I mean, loading up things in MailChimp or your mail server or whatever else you think
right.
Your own or, you know?
Right.
And that
right.
can be quite time-consuming, some of those things, you know, once you get into marketing on a broader scale. So let's lots of stuff here. So let's see where we go first and then second, and it'll be a little journey here. But I'm going to start with voice because that's one of the first things that came up, and then see where it goes. So making and, you know, visible. So the ones that Katrina brought up, I'm going to start with that one, and we'll see how it goes into, you know, the other issues which you have brought up, Maureen. And thank you so much. This is really interesting to see what you've all come up with. So I'm going to put it on. I'm going to just put you on mute and start the clearings and make sure you got water there. I'm just taking a sip of water. And let me see. Even though I'm feeling insecure about my voice, about who I am, and how I'm different from other people, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though when I think of promotion, I think of a voice in the wilderness, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though when I think of promoting myself, it's like yelling and yelling and nobody hearing in this environment of everybody promoting themselves. To start with, I'm not sure I like marketing. I'm not sure I like promoting myself. I mean, it's kind of sleazy the way a lot of people do it. I don't like it. I don't want my marketing to be like that. And how do I know once I start really marketing that I won't become like that, that I won't get sleazy in my tactics? What is marketing? What is marketing? I mean, am I taking myself to market to sell myself? That sounds bad. What are other words for marketing? Promoting, getting myself out in the world. What are the words that I like? And why don't I just label it that instead of marketing? Unless I like the word marketing, I'll have to think about it. Do I like the word marketing? Do I like the word marketing? And what is the sweet, sweet way of thinking of marketing, of promoting, of getting my voice out in the world? Okay, so back to voice. Voice, voice, voice. Voicing who I am. Who am I? Who am I? What are my gifts? What are my greatest gifts? What if what I think is my greatest gift, or the thing that I want to offer to the world right now, what if other people don't like it? What if it's just kind of second best? What if it's second best to everybody else? Everybody else there. There's so many people there who are doing similar things to me. They've got a lot more experience. Or maybe they haven't in what I'm doing. Because what I'm doing is really unique. Really unique. But what's so unique about it? What's so unique about it? Other than I'm doing it. Well, that's the point. I'm doing it my particular way. My way. My way, or the highway. My way. As I sink deeper into what is my way, I know the way to market, to promote, to get my word out in the world. And my way of marketing is going to be really just my way. It's going to be totally original to me. I don't have to do all those things everybody's saying I have to do. I'm going to find something that's just really fun, inspirational for me, fun, 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 fun. You won't believe how fun this is going to be. What's the funnest things I could do just to get my words out? What could I do? 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 What would I do if I just had fun with my marketing? What would I do? Do, do. What would I do? What would I say? What would I dance? What would I sing? How would I sing about me? How would I sing about me? How would I dance about me? It's marketing time, and it can be fun. I'm not silly like those commercials on TV, but I can be silly in other ways, because silly is fun. I'm authentic, even though authentic is becoming a word that is so unauthentic. I have my voice. My voice, my voice, my voice, my voice that comes through my body, that comes through my feet, that comes through my singing, that comes through my dancing, that comes through. It is coming through marketing as a channeling. Why don't I just channel what I market? Why don't I channel what I market? Okay, guys. I'm going to see if that brought up anything, and then we'll continue with the issues. I'm just a minute. I'll try and get you off lecture mode. That got me into another territory. So here, no, I've muted you. Very good. Okay. Anybody like to comment or bring up anything that came from that?
This is Maureen.
Yeah?
Hi there. I have the impression that it could actually be fun.
Oh, good.
I can't hear anybody. There's a strange sound. Are you guys there?
Hello? Yeah, we can hear you.
Hello,
can you hear
me?
You?
There's something happened to the call. The line connection is bad.
Oh, that's too bad. Can you still hear me? Can you not hear me?
I had to get off the Skype call and call in the phone number.
Yeah, that's really not fun. Anyway, none of the teleconference services are good around Skype. I don't know what it is.
I can't hear you, Katie. It's
can you hear me now?
Hang up and call back in. I don't know.
Okay, well, why don't you hang up and call back in, and we'll just take some of the other stuff and then see if Katrina gets back on in a way that she can be heard, which is actually something about getting out there if you do get heard. Mary Aline or Maureen, anything else?
Well, Mary Aline, I've had this this idea flashed back into my mind and got strengthened about doing story evenings at my own house. I forget, yes, and having some food, because two things I love are food and stories.
Sounds yummy.
Yeah. And I thought just doing it on an informal basis and inviting, you know, at first, friends that I know that I'm accepted.
Yeah.
I feel a sense of acceptance from them already. And so I think it would be very supportive for me. And it would be good for them, too, to celebrate stories in a group and feel free to share their own stories.
And it would be also bringing the community to you.
Yeah, so that got strengthened, and thank you.
I love that. And anything else, or that's it for the moment?
That's it for the moment.
Okay, wonderful. And I don't know, I'm just waiting to see if I can get Katrina back on, because I think she may have had something to say. But
I'm back.
Later.
Can you
hear
me?
Oh, you're good. Back. Good. And you can hear me.
I can hear you. Yes, something happened when you clicked back over after the clearing, and it sounded, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, weird. Anyway, those goblins. gremlins, the tech gremlins. Anyway, Katrina, do you have anything to add?
I just liked the idea of channeling the marketing.
So did I, actually. Why haven't I thought about that before?
I'm like, how do I do that?
You want to try? we can look at that, definitely. It can come through journaling, and it can come through, talking, voicing it.
Mm-hmm.
And we can. You can try right now, or you can do it in safer circumstances with me, or whatever. Just see what happens.
Yeah, I'll just play with it myself for a little while.
Exactly. And anything come to you about your marketing and your anything else? Or your
no.
Voice?
Not exactly. No. Mm-mm.
I guess it's waiting to be channeled.
Yes, maybe.
Okay. So here we go. We're going to do another round of EFT, and then we'll go into the healing codes, okay?
Okay.
So let me get home to lecture, and hopefully it doesn't cut you off this time, Katrina. And here we go. Let me think of what has come up a little bit, and then we'll go from there. Okay. Even though I'm not sure if I can channel about marketing, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm not sure if I can channel anything, I deeply love and accept myself. Even if I'm not sure about this weird idea about channeling my marketing, I deeply love and accept myself. Oh, this is totally weird. Katie really gets weird ideas, but it's kind of resonating. It's kind of resonating. Channeling my marketing. I mean, what does channeling mean? what does channeling mean? I don't have to be the greatest psychic in the world. I don't have to tell the future. I don't have to be able to do it for anybody else but me. And yeah, my intuition is pretty damn strong. Just listening to those voices. Listening to those voices. The voices inside me that know exactly what I should be doing. I know deeply what I can do. The only thing, it scares the shit out of me. That's the only thing. Sometimes it scares me. It scares me. I'm afraid of being too visible. I'm afraid of what that might mean. I mean, they might really, really rip me to shreds. I mean, do I really have anything valuable to add to everything else? I mean, there's so much out there. So much out there. Do I have anything valuable to add? Why, yes. Why, yes, I have a lot. And it's not for everybody. You know, those who want to throw tomatoes at me, they can throw them and then go somewhere else. In fact, they can just not come. In fact, the one thing about good marketing is that you know who your audience is. You know who isn't going to ridicule you. You know who's actually going to like what you want. So maybe I can just figure out who really would love me. Figure out who really would love me. I mean, that's what all the marketing gurus tell you. Find out who will love you. There is somebody that loves me. There are many people who love me. Can I just use that as a basis for marketing? Marketing, marketing, marketing. Marketing, marketing, marketing. Okay. So, what if I'm more visible? What if it's really fun to be more visible? Like everybody's looking at me and it's so exciting and they're listening to me and it's so exciting. And nobody is number one or two or three or four or five. We're just ourselves. Nobody is in competition. If I'm not in competition, other people aren't in competition. In my world, it's not about competition. It's about complimenting others. It's about giving something as part of the feast. It's about one big potluck, about the human race being one big potluck where we share. And somebody brings dessert, and somebody brings the first course, and somebody brings rice, and somebody brings tortillas, and somebody brings beautiful chocolate, and somebody brings chickpeas and hummus and cilantro and, well, it's just all these different things, all these different gifts to the feast. I mean, all I'm doing when I'm marketing really is adding to the feast. I'm just adding to the feast my special dish. My special dish. Ooh, it's really spicy and lovely. It's really spicy and fun. My special gift, my special dish. Okay, so there we go. I'll just take a little bit more if anybody wants to add something, and then we're going to go into the healing codes. And I'm going to hear anything to add before we go to the healing codes?
I just want to say, it's Mary Lean, that I had forgotten, but in the previous clearing, the idea of market had a very positive association for me because I go to the farmer's market usually every Saturday morning, and it's a joyous place where the vendors are all putting themselves out there with their beautiful products and produce, and the people that go there to exchange their money for that wonderful produce and those products are all happy people, and there's a commonality of intention and respect for the earth and so on. And so
not to go on at too great length, but it's a highlight of my life, actually. And so if I think of marketing myself in that way, it would set me on the path, I think.
Right.
To feeling good about the idea of marketing.
Lovely. I love that. I love that image. That's a wonderful image of a farmer's market. Thank you so much for sharing it. That's gorgeous. And, anybody else want to add before we go to the next part?
I really like that, Katrina. This is Maureen. Yeah, I think I had this idea that I was imposing or something by marketing instead of just making it available for people to select or wander by.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It's bringing your offering. Lovely. Okay.
Oh, and just further, and it's Mary Lean again. Further, idea. My heart started beating a little faster when you said something like, "It's who knows? It can be exciting to be out there and to be visible and to be seen and to be heard." And I think the little performer in me that's got kind of squashed away into a dark place has was kind of jumping up and down, saying, "Yes, yes, me, I'm here after all," and you know. Let me out. I want to have fun.
Yes. Yes. And somehow when I was doing that, I was thinking of you because it just seemed to be, the way I've seen you when I've been in Toronto, dance stories and that particular, because of your background as a dancer and the way you give movement to stories, which is different than, any other storyteller I've seen. So, yeah. Wow. Okay. I'm going to go into the healing codes, and we're just going to clear away all the stuff around marketing and that has come up here. And I'm just thinking of the truth focus statement or the image that you might want to with you. I mean, you can focus either on a statement or you can focus on an image, when you're doing the healing codes. So it might be for you, Mary Aline, kind of interesting if you have that while you're clearing this, if you have that image of the market.
Ah.
And hold that while you're clearing.
I like that.
And for others, it might be that it's inspiring to get out with my voice. Or I can have fun in being seen and heard. Or I'm just adding my treasures to the treasure box. Whatever you like to do there. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And, I mean, with the healing codes, and when I first did it, because I just felt that I'm one of these people with techniques. I always find them a little hard to learn at first. And maybe that's a belief system too, but probably is. But what I did with the healing codes is that I learned the basic structure of what you had to do, the movements, like of the hands. And for when I was focusing, for me at first it was too much to focus on a statement, and I just focused on being relaxed. And that's actually, in the healing codes they say you can just be in a relaxed state. So just to say whatever works for you, and over time it can change. So we're going to say the prayer or the intention, because it really is an intention. And for those who are religious that may be, you know, you may be using the words God instead of the creative force, or, and for those of us who are, you know, have spiritual beliefs but don't aren't really religious as such, then you can just say it in your own way. And so I'm going to say, I pray, request that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all resulting physical issues related to feeling that I just don't know what to do about marketing, I don't know where to start, I don't know how to be different, and I don't even know if what I'm doing is really worth it, that all those kind of, or that I just don't feel like marketing, all those things that go with that, be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of the great creative force, the universal source energy. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. So we're going to cycle through the positions again. About 30 seconds in each position, although it doesn't really matter. We use our intuition here. here we go. So point your hands. You cup your hands and point them, both of the hands beside each other, to a couple of inches away from the skin, and pointing in between the eyebrows, that position in between the eyebrows. And breathing in and out deeply. And in traditional healing codes, there's usually silence maintained, but I, partly because it's a recording, I say things. Partly because I like to do things differently or it comes differently. But when you're on your own, you can just silently think, focus on your statement. But I'm going to be saying a few statements here and there. Like, marketing is such fun. It can be so exciting. And down to the throat. Pointing, streaming the energy from your hands and your body, the healing energy towards your throat, to the center of expression. I'm able to express my gifts in the world. I'm able to voice who I am in a way that calls in those who need it. I'm able to channel my marketing. And it's such fun. I can't believe what fun marketing is. Because my marketing isn't like anybody else's. Okay, then we're going to the side of the jaw. Why am I so inspired about getting out and telling the world about my talents? And it doesn't mean I'm arrogant. It doesn't mean any of those things. I'm just letting all those things out. It's just giving my gifts. Giving my gifts. And hey, if I don't tell anybody about it, it's like I'm keeping all my gifts to myself. I'm not getting out and I'm not giving them. I mean, what's the use of a gift if you can't give it? Okay, going to the side of the temple. What's the use of a gift if you can't give it? I'm wrapping up my gifts in the most beautiful way and presenting them to the world. Like the most beautiful present I can think of that I'm giving to the people who really want it and need it and are so inspired by it Okay, now we're focusing on the area in between the eyebrows. And then down again to the throat area. And in giving our gifts, we'll both be able to give and receive. Receive for our gifts. And give again. Receive and give again. Sides of the jaw, pointing your finger to the edge of one hand pointing towards one side of the jaw and the other, the other on the other side. And then taking your hands and bringing them up to the side of the temple and focusing the energy there. Building a great temple to your soul. Your soul so wants to express itself. To be an expansion. To be known, to be seen, to be visible. For you to make visible what is invisible. To you to make visible what is invisible. For you to make visible what is invisible. Okay, and then just putting your hands gently on top of your head, crown of your head, and then when you feel like it, just let it drop down by your side. And then open your eyes and look around you and find something of beauty and just take a moment to really take in that little bit of beauty that's there. For me, it's this little, actually it's a nopal, very small nopal cactus, because they can grow really, really big, and it's in a little bit of volcanic rock, and it's really pretty. Really beautiful to me. So, I'm going to take a few last comments, and then we can finish the call and know that whatever has been done today is what you needed most at this time. And there may be some other layers, and we'll be working on that in the next days to come. So here we go. I'm hoping that, yeah, everybody can, anybody who wants to can say a few words. Anything to add?
That's Mary Lee. I just thank you so much, Katie, and Maureen and Katrina for being on the call as well and strengthening the energy of the group. I got this wonderfully exciting image of me dressed in red and purple and putting myself first. I pictured that it was okay if I have people come to my house for this potluck, this story potluck, that I will speak first. And that feels good. I'm giving myself permission to be the one who's hosting and speaking first, speaking out.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
That just sounds so beautiful and nurturing to yourself as well as to others. So Well, I look forward to hearing about that.
you'll be on the guest list.
Oh, good. That would be lovely. And Katrina or Maureen, anything more?
No, I just want to thank all of you for being here and offering the generosity of your spirit to clear this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a pleasure.
Am I speaking too quickly? I'm sorry.
No.
Okay.
Well, at least not for me, but maybe Katrina.
Mary Elaine, is that your name?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I feel when you were talking about that is how much fun that would be to be invited to something where you're taking charge. Hey, I'm having fun, and I'm inviting you to join me in this. And it reminds me of liking to do these things myself, but wanting to step away and let other people show up first. But I'm kind of a fire starter. I can get people going. But I think I have this hesitancy to do that, and I'm wondering if that's what I'm feeling with you. And I just really appreciate you sharing that. I think I have this image, like, if I'm having fun, I'm taking it away from somebody instead of sharing it.
Oh, thank you so much for that support, Maureen. Wow, that means a lot.
It feels like support, and it feels like it's really triggering me. And I seem to be in the red and purple and realize they actually go together. I didn't know that before. So thank you. So for me, I think I had anxiety, or not anxiety, I think I would just skip over probably all of those things. And I'm really getting the impression of it's just part of what is done, and it's actually the fun part.
And I love, Maureen, how so much of this is coming to fun for you. In some sense, is that there's, you know, because of your issues around work and having fun, like here again, it's if you're having fun, you're taking it away from somebody else. That's an interesting belief there that you've got in you from somewhere. I don't know where.
Well, for me, my work is immensely rewarding and challenging and fun, and I think I've had shame, like it's not really work. But it's like inspiration and fun are all mixed together for me.
Right. And yeah, it sounds very juicy what's happening for you, and that as a fire starter, I love that word, that if you could fully own that and what that does. And, you know, as you said, where Mary Elaine was saying how much fun it would be to go to something you do. That's, yeah.
I have this funny image of being a fire starter in a closet's a bad idea.
Yes, I think so. That's a good one. Yeah, I think you need to get, I mean, I almost see you out in the wilderness. I mean, well, maybe a fire starter there is a little dangerous too. But yeah, in its right container is, I guess, what the image is. It's anything else, Maureen?
So a question. So that's part of what I see marketing doing, is creating the right container.
Okay. And so what it would be interesting to journal on for you, Maureen, is how can I create the right container for my marketing.
Right.
And it seems like with Mary Aline, she's just created one form of container, which, I mean, a way that it's going to be totally enjoyable for her to do marketing. And Mary Aline, if at a later point you want to get more people coming, she may not need to go any further than those people and them talking about it. You could always go to the farmer's market and join the people telling about what they're doing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway,
that would be a step further going out there rather than staying in my own safe space. I would be stepping out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that image too.
Well, it's been wonderful having all of you on the call and you know, the sort of very rich, beautiful contributions each of you have made to this clearing. And for all of those of you who couldn't be here, we're just going to imagine right now you're part of this circle and that you're getting the healing energy and the inspiration which the participants have offered here. So have a great day, everybody, and we'll see you and others, whoever can make it to the particular calls tomorrow. So I really look forward to that again, and also to hearing more about your discoveries through this process.
Well,
bye,
wonderful.
Then.
Thank you, Katie and Maureen and Katrina. And just want to say I intend to have a wonderful day.
Fantastic.
I like that. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.